what's the most important thing we need to know about Alec's purpose and history?
The most important thing to know about Alec is that it is a relatively secretive group that brings together the most powerful corporate players in the United States, and really in the global sector, with more than 2,000 state legislators, people who have the ability to implement a corporation-friendly agenda in all 50 states at the level that most seriously affects most Americans.
And what does the Alec Exposed Archive tell us about their democracy agenda?
The Alec Exposed Archive reveals dozens of documents that tell us how Alec has worked over the past many years, but especially in recent years, on three fronts. Voter suppression via model voter ID laws, which seek to make it much harder for millions of Americans to cast ballots. Second, the closing down of avenues for direct democracy and true citizen participation in our democracy, particularly making it harder to launch initiative campaigns and to pass referendums and initiatives that would have an impact on corporations with greater regulations or perhaps higher taxes. And the third area where they've put an immense amount of energy is to clearing the way for corporate money to enter into our politics. Resolution after resolution, document after document in the Alec Exposed collection reveals that this grouping, mainly corporate folks, but also working with legislators, is intensely focused on removing all barriers to corporate money in our politics. They don't want any limits on what corporations can spend and wealthy individuals can spend to buy elections.
Does Alec have a particular agenda with regard to democratic institutions such as unions or trialers?
There's simply no question that Alec has a particular agenda with regards to popular organizations that have a role in our small d democratic discourse. While Alec goes out of its way to make it easier for corporations to buy elections and influence our politics at every level, it also works very hard to make it harder for citizen-based or membership groups that have a mass following to play politics in the same way. For instance, Alec works very hard to implement paycheck protection laws. These are measures that make it harder for unions to gather dues and participate in the political process as defenders not merely of labor rights, but of a public sphere where services are delivered, where public schools are adequately funded. In addition, Alec's assault on our liability laws and on our consumer protections is very much aimed at disempowering trial lawyers. And frankly, trial lawyers have been a group that have stepped into the political process, particularly in southern states, and made their voice heard on behalf of consumers and workers and folks who don't have that many other advocates able to make a strong political statement. So there's simply no question that what Alec wants to do is throw the balance off, to create a circumstance where corporations always have the loudest megaphone, the greatest ability to be heard, and groups that represent consumers, workers, communities are either silenced or greatly disempowered.
Is there anything you want to say about Alec's history and roots or anything with regard to Wisconsin?
Alec was founded by the losers of the political fights of the 1960s and early 1970s. People who had tried to elect Barry Goldwater president, who had tried in 1968 to nominate Ronald Reagan for president, and who had then put their chips with Richard Nixon only to have it crash and burn with the Watergate scandal. Having realized that they just weren't able to win elections and to get ahead in an honest political game, they came together to create a secretive organization that would allow them to game the system behind closed doors so that finally they could implement an agenda that they approved of. When you look at Alec now almost 40 years later, its successes are a confirmation of the wisdom of the choice that was made back in 1973. Which was to give up on trying to win the battle of ideas in the public sphere and to go behind closed doors and try and win it with model legislation slipped in at the state level in crisis moments that made it easy to pass that legislation and also made it easy to erect more and more barriers to the sort of broad civic and civil democracy that the founders of ALEC were so concerned about.